The state of Oregon has budget problems, too. Money is so tight there that some schools are closing early for the summer, and a number of crimes aren't being prosecuted. This week, voters in well-to-do Multnomah County, where the city of Portland is located, passed a new tax to help solve their budget problems. Christian Fodenvenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
The measure passed largely because of the threat of what would have happened if it failed. For example, Portland School District would have fired 650 teachers and emergency housing for seniors would have been eliminated. Still, the chief financial officer of Multnomah County, David Boyer, says people are now realizing two things. First, they'll have to file a third tax return this year. And second, they'll have to start saving up.
We realize it's going to be a burden, and that's why we're going to try to get forms out quickly for estimated payments. We're going to try to do media blitzes so people know that it's coming and suggest that they've put money aside for it.
The ordinance increases personal income by 1.25%. That would cost a middle-class family about $800 a year. And there are a couple of factors that make it likely many of those families could face the bill all at once. Firstly, the tax is retroactive, so there have already been 5 months this financial year during which the new tax hasn't been withheld. In addition, the county isn't forcing businesses to withhold the tax from paychecks. That decision brought a sigh of relief from local payroll manager Doris Patke.
It would be a nightmare. You would have to find out where all your employees live and have a totally separate category for people. So the larger the company, the more complicated that's going to be. So I can't see that happening, you know, in very many places.
Whether or not any companies will decide to withhold the tax now or next year, the logistics of how the new tax will be paid are only now dawning on many voters. And Patke is pessimistic.
And everyone that voted yes when it comes tax time are probably going to be sorry.
But outside a Portland market, most shoppers, like retired teacher Anne Brandvig, says the logistics don't worry them.
I don't care. It has to be done.
Still, there may be more surprises to come. Some state lawmakers say now that Portland has passed a funding boost, the state portion of their budget should be reduced accordingly. For NPR News, I'm Christian Fodenvenzel in Portland.